Hello and welcome to Maximize Your Strengths with certified strength coach Alyssa Dare Nelson. In this culture focused on weakness fixing, Strengths Finder 2.0 is the answer to explosive business growth and strong relationships. It's time to maximize your strengths.
Well, hello, and welcome to episode 3 of Maximize Your Strengths. If you believe, as I do, that leaning into and developing your innate talents and strengths is key to success in life, then this is your podcast. Today, we're talking about the strength of achiever. Our guest is Dr. Dave White. Dave believes, as every great athlete has his coach, every workplace warrior would do well to have his too. Boxers throw more knockouts with an advocate in their corner. He is not only a success life coach, but a lead NCAA men's basketball referee. He's experienced in making important calls under pressure and helps his clients to get the control, make the calls, manage the pressure, and seize the winning results they want. He inspires the inspired and champions champions. You can find him at drdavewhite.com. Well, welcome to the show, Dr. Dave. We are so excited to talk with you today about Achiever. You have Achiever at number 1 on your Strength Finder profile. And so we're going to spend some time just talking about Achiever and how it shows up for you and what it means for somebody out there who might have Achiever in their top 5, how they can take that and make it resonate, make it apply in their own life.
Well, it's great to be with you. I'm a blessed guy. I've got a beautiful wife of 30 years. I've got 5 grown kids, and I get to do kind of what you get to do. We get to champion people, entrepreneurs and executives and business owners out there who want to do more out of their strengths. They want to live based on what they're here for. They want to live with purpose and meaning, and they want to quit trying to fix all their weaknesses, and they want to like hone in on their destiny. You know, what is it that's unique about them? And we get to help them to do that. So it's really fun.
Yeah, isn't it? It's so funny. Tiger Woods is one of my favorite examples when we look at playing to our strengths and, you know, forgetting about, you know, what we might have as quote unquote weaknesses. Like, did you ever see the clip of Tiger Woods on the Johnny Carson show?
Okay, trivia buffs. It was actually the Mike Douglas show with Bob Hope. And for your enjoyment, we've attached a link to the video on the show notes page. And now back to the show.
And here he is. He gets on the show, and this little tiny tyke is swinging a golf club. And I always think about what would have happened if Tiger's parents would have said, okay, you know, he's reasonably good at golf, but we want him to be really well-rounded. So let's get him into swimming and to baseball and to all these other sports. You know, what would have happened to the uber success that Tiger had in golf had his parents gone, well, we need to fix the other sports that he's not so good at. So, you know, it really is about playing to your strengths and going, hey, I think I have a talent here and I want to take that to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with my 5 kids, of course, you know, sometimes it takes them a while to figure out, like, what am I strong at? What do I like? What's a preference? What really gets me energized? What motivates me? And that's the place with whether they're children or adults, try a lot of things. You know, get the appetizer platter, taste and see. But once you start to realize, I like this, I don't like that. You know, this is my subject of strength. This is not my subject of strength. Then start honing in. And that can be a journey for people. But once you've got it, it's like find your sweet spot.
Completely. Well, I want to first share what your top 5 are. What we know about strengths is you lean into your top 10 to 15 strengths just about on a daily basis. But certainly, your top 5 are your go-to easy buttons. So your top 5 in order are achiever, woo, activator, communication, and ideation. And the reason that I've asked you to be on the show today is achiever is your number 1. Also happens to be my number 19, which is in my blind spot. I do like to achieve things, but it's how we go about achieving those things. And so I'm just really excited to have your expertise in Achiever to help us understand, you know, what Achiever is really all about and what are all the great things about Achiever and what are some of the pitfalls that we want to watch out for when we're overusing or underusing Achiever. So, you know, for you, Dave, how has Achiever in particular showed up in your life. You've got this rich background, a lot of things achieved along the way. How has Achiever really led into that success for you?
Well, Achiever to me is kind of like a giant Nike commercial. Just do it, you know? Like, I don't want to just take up space on the planet. I'm not here just to occupy territory. I want to get something done. Let's do something with our lives. And so even though I don't have a lot of executive strengths in my profile, in my top 5, 10, or 15, my number one is an executing strength, which is Achiever. In other words, no matter what I do or what I'm about, everything seems to be filtered through this lens of, I hope we get something done. I hope we don't just waste time. I hope we don't just dilly-dally. I hope we can check a box or make an impact or make a difference. So that's kind of how it impacts me. And of course, I think people with Achiever, and I'm sure you got some listeners that, you know, have Achiever somewhere. They have a lot of, they have a lot of drive. They tend to have a lot of energy. People with Achiever like can work long hours and they like hard work and they're persistent. And they enjoy perpetual challenges, and they can do it without complaint. They like to achieve goals and, you know, reach targets and measure success. So I definitely see that. But there's also all kinds of pitfalls, as you said, and there's also all kinds of drawbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. You talk about really being able to check that box. Are you a list maker?
I am a list maker. Yeah, absolutely. And whether it's a physical list or not, achievers typically want to achieve something every day. And when I say every day, it's not like just Monday through Friday, and it's not just about work. It's Saturdays, it's Sundays, it's weekends, it's nighttime. It could be everything from just me talking with my wife, but at the same time, I want to like fold my clothes and get those done. Or it could be like, we're making dinner, but we're also planning a vacation at the same time. There's this constant sense of, I like being here. I like connecting. I like doing life. But let's get something done, too. And, of course, you can see that that has incredible assets to it. But it has some real drawbacks, too. It can lead to me being overly, you know, workaholic, getting out of balance, being restless, feeling discontent. And as you know, and I suspect everyone else does, we could all be tempted to make achievements kind of who we are. Instead of something we do, it can try to replace who we are. And that's kind of a downfall, right? That's the shadow or the dark side, which is not having that sense. Wait a minute. God loves me. I belong. People who care about me. I'm significant whether I get anything done at all or not. I'm okay just to be myself. So the achiever is awesome. If you are grounded and centered in who you are, wow, we can get some stuff done together, like, you know, ripple out and really make an impact. But sometimes it's very sneaky, right? It's like, no, I'm trying to sneak my well-being and my personal esteem through the achiever. And that's deceptive, right? We need to help all our achievers kind of go, are you tracking that whether you get something done or not? We like you. We're for you. You're good enough. That's hard to achieve.
That sounds like such a fantastic affirmation. You know, if you have Achiever in your top 5 or your top 10 in your profile, you know, try adding, I am enough just how I am and with what I have done already. Try adding that to your affirmations, because I think it is possible, Dave, you know, as you said, to kind of get lost in being defined by what you accomplish. You know, as I think I mentioned, Achiever is number 19 for me. And yet, a grand portion of my adolescence and early adulthood, I felt like I had to achieve things in order to be good enough. So it's not just a disease of Achiever, right? Or a pitfall of Achiever, but of a lot of our different strengths where we start to define ourselves by what we do instead of who we are. And, you know, that's maybe a little touchy-feely for some of you there. But I think it's important to recognize that you are not what you do alone.
Yeah, I like that. And I think it's really, really helpful to hear that from people, you know, incarnationally, tangibly, where people say, you know, I want you to know, I know we're going to tackle a big project. I know we're going to try to build a university or construct some dynamic thing or win an Olympic gold medal. I know we have a goal we're going after, a target, But before we get into that, I just wanted to say, you know, I like you and I care for you, and just who you are is enough for me. And you'll see people nod or smile or go, that's really cool. I'm like, well, good, because I want to make sure we're starting from that place of love and connection and attachment. And now, if you want to roll your sleeves up with me and let's try to get something done, like let's go achieve something, let's go make an impact, let's go make a difference. Yeah, let's do it. And it frees us to go out to give instead of use accomplishment to get. And if we steward our souls well, then we can start to cascade and ripple out by giving freely to others instead of using others to try to get our achievement needs met.
Oh, I think that's you hit a major point there. And I would love to actually take this chance to talk about overuse of achiever a little bit, where you're not using. I think what can happen is when you get so focused on what has to get done, sometimes you can sort of miss the forest for the trees and start to use relationships that you have to get things done, and you miss that relationship. You mentioned when you're chatting with your wife and connecting with your wife, how you also want to get the laundry folded, and you know, you also want to get the vacation planned. And I'm wondering if you can share a story about when achiever has kind of slipped into overuse a little bit, and you began to kind of see the thing to get done as almost more important than the relationships along the way. Do you have a story that kind of falls along those lines?
Well, gosh, I have so many. You know, how many times can I fail in a given day? but you know, one of the things I have to remind myself is achievement isn't just about do, and it's not just about work. Achievement can be used constructively in my personal life. So instead of like a checklist of laundry and vacation planning, paying bills and cutting the yard, it can be, you know, why don't we do this, Dave? Why don't we shift our thinking and make our top goal to achieve just listening to your wife, just enjoying your kids? How about we just do like a beach day with no other goal other than just to be with the family? And so it's not like you have to throw achiever away, but it has to come back into a balance where it's not just about work and it's not just about do. You can actually achieve some B, which is my goal or my box, if you will, is enjoy my wife. Listen.
I love that.
Actively.
That.
You know, listen with your eyes. You know, be other-centered.
Yeah. Because did you hear that? So what Dave said was you don't have to push achiever aside in order to make relationships and other things important. Achiever needs to have a goal. That's part of what achiever needs to thrive. It's like air for achiever. So don't feel like you have to throw goals aside for relationships. Just understand that maybe the goal can be, I am working on this relationship today. And that way you can fill the need of achiever. Because if you've got it, you got to feed it. You know, you can't not have oxygen, right?
Yeah,
in order to breathe. And for achiever, goals are like oxygen a bit, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think of some of the executive, executives and entrepreneurs I work with, they're alpha males. They don't want to do anything soft. They're like hard, let's go, let's achieve. And we can start talking about goals and profits and monetizing and branding and all this sort of stuff. And yet what they really need is sleep. They need sleep. They need to be hydrated. They're not eating. They're not even taking a lunch break. Their marriages are suffering. They're getting depleted. It's not their pace is not sustainable. They're stressed. Their medical doctor's telling them, you know, they're overworked. They're burning the candle at both ends. So instead of those being criticisms, like instead of saying, you got to stop this. This is terrible. You know, you're out of balance. You're this. We go through their strengths and we say, okay, if this is a major achiever, let's talk instead of going soft and pampering them and trying to deal with their personal wellness, which is, you know, gagful for some of these guys, right? We go, no. I want to help you achieve more. And the way to do that is if you're living, not dead. And so how about we put on some of our achievement goals, trying to get 7 or 8 hours of sleep? How about if we put on your achievement goal that you're going to stop at this hour in the day and actually have a meal that's healthy for you? How about if we put this on your goal? Let's get you up, and instead of going straight to the stock market, we get you to the gym for like 30 minutes, do a little running, a little push-pull, and then we get your day going. In other words, we can add wellness, health, and well-being by actually turning it into an achievement. It's just in a different vertical, right? It's not a work achievement. It's a wellness achievement or a relational achievement. And somehow I see them moving better on that than when I throw their strength aside and say, okay, you're achieving a lot, but now I got to get you into another realm. We need to like slow you down. We need to like get you some rest. And that's like, no. They're not willing to do that.
But you got it. And it's so uncomfortable to try to shut off one of your top strengths. That's how we're wired.
Yep.
We're wired with those top strengths. So to say, you know what, enough of this one, we're shutting it off. It simply doesn't work that way. And so I love how you've shifted and really spoken to their achiever in, let's make this achievement and this goal a part of your ultimate success, and kind of peeled back pulled them back to 30,000 feet and said, look, you can achieve this today, but it means you don't get to achieve this bigger thing down the road. So if we're going to achieve this bigger goal, let's look at what we need to do today in order to get there. And what an amazing way to pull them back from the minutiae of day-to-day-to-day achievements. One thing we know about achiever is every day is a new day, right? Yeah. So like the achievements that you had yesterday, they don't mean a thing.
Yeah.
You know, today's a new day and you got to get all these things done today in order to kind of fill that. So if you can look at that larger picture of what the long-term achievement is going to be and now zoom back in and go, so for today, this is what it means for your achiever today.
Yeah. I
love that. What a genius move, Dave.
Well, I don't know if it's genius, but I know one of the things you know is we don't just have one, you know, strength. We have many. And as you know from your own profile, strategic, I think, is your number five. That's a real big piece. So if you were a client, right, if the achiever's getting crazy, we want to use that strategic piece and go, let's pull back a little bit and see the big picture. I know your number one is futuristic. So I'm like, okay, well, if I have a client who really cares about the future, then I can use his achiever with futuristic by pairing those together and saying, you know what, dude, you're killing it. It's amazing. You are like off the charts, you know, rocking it. But at the pace you're going, you're going to be dying at 42. You're going to be dead at 51. What if we look in the future and use your futuristic strength to say, maybe we make some different kinds of achievements now so that you can achieve sustainability decade after decade after decade, because your kids would love you to be a grandpa and you're not going to be here at the rate you're going.
I love that. You know, we've talked a lot about what Achiever does and the beautiful things that Achiever can lead into somebody's life and add to somebody's life. We've talked about what it looks like in overuse. One of the things that we don't look at too frequently is underuse. You know, can you talk about a time where your Achiever has sort of stepped itself down, turned itself off, and said, you know, I'm not going to achieve here. I'm not going to contribute what I know I can. Because that's another area of trigger for people when I think in my experience, it's been where they've given and given and given and given and contributed in a way that they're honors their strength. But they kind of reach a little bit of a burnout where they just stop, which can also be not such a great thing. Any stories surrounding that?
Yeah, well, we've kind of touched on some of it. And that is that a lot of people can use their strengths maybe in one vertical of their life. For example, they're quite the achiever at work, but they're the underachiever at home. And so it's like, wait a minute, God didn't give you these strengths just to be used at Xerox or, you know, Google. He used it to use every day. So sometimes it gets underused in other areas. But maybe, for example, some of the clients I work with, these rough and tumble guys, they don't feel as confident talking to their wives. They hardly, you know, they only need to use about 3,000 words a day. Their wife uses about 15,000. They don't have full access to their emotions. You know, they didn't have a great father that taught them like how to really like do marriage life well. And so on some levels, it's their achiever in this case, or whatever their strength might be, really knows how to work itself in the boardroom, on the football field, or in the corporate office. But when it gets home, it gets underused because they don't know how to apply it there. Or maybe they have some previous injuries or some bad experiences or some divorces in their background or some trauma where it's in those areas they become more passive, more understated, shyer. And that's part of coaching too, right? Is helping them go, gosh, it seems like if we could use that achiever or that activator that you have or that strategic or ideation in your marriage or at home or in this other area that it's being underused, wow, maybe we could get some more balance. Maybe you'd see more fruitfulness. Maybe you'd be more multi-layered and your life would get a little more elastic, a little more range, a little more space, a little more substance, a little more joy.
Did you hear what he said there? He talked about areas that someone may have failed previously, and failure to achiever is like poison. And so if you don't want to fail at something, you sometimes just back away from it completely. So it's an area where maybe they shut down their achiever because they didn't want to continue to fail that in that place. And they didn't know how to achieve something in that realm with failed marriages or communication failures and things like that, where they just shut their achiever down because they don't believe that they can actually succeed in that area. And so I love what you do with your clients with teaching them how to apply their achiever in an area where they don't necessarily believe they can achieve. So they've just shut it down.
Yeah, that's right. And in marriage in particular, or relationships really of any kind, I remember having a client who had achiever, but also restorative. And, you know, restorative strengths, they love to fix problems. And so this guy, you know, you name it, he could fix it. But in his marriage, he couldn't. And so all of a sudden, these real great strengths that he had got underused because it didn't dawn on him that his wife didn't actually need him to fix something. And so we had to like talk through his strengths. Like, why don't we make the achiever just one achievement you could accomplish is asking your wife what she needs or asking your partner what they need or your neighbor or your family member, what do they need? And sure enough, his wife just said, I just need you to listen. I think you could achieve that. You could do that. Achievement doesn't mean like, and restorative doesn't mean I have to fix something. It's like, no, this is where your restorative can back off a little bit because your achievement here is just to listen.
I love that.
You know, reflect and let your wife know, I hear you and restate it. And do I understand you correctly? And of course, she's going to love that. She feels seen, heard, and known.
I love that. I want to wrap this up by really leaving a take-home message, which is you're built with your particular strengths. And it's okay to utilize those strengths in all aspects of your life because you're going to gain your biggest success by leaning into those strengths. Whether achiever is used at work, guess what? You can also use it at home, and you can also use it with your kids, and you can also use it in the community. You don't have to isolate your strengths to one area of your life, nor do you have to wish that your strengths were any different. Don't worry about shutting down your strengths or wishing strengths that you don't have into fruition because it just isn't going to happen that way. But you can lean into your strengths in order to achieve your success your way. And if there's an area of your life that seems a little void of that success or that strength, you know, go ahead and just lean into that and speak to that area of your life with that strength. Can you make that make sense a little bit more? I feel like I said that in a kind of an abstract way, but helping that your strengths to show up in areas that you maybe didn't think they actually fit before.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought you did a great job in communicating that. I certainly was falling. But I do think what I'm hearing and what you're sharing, sometimes we need help kind of talking through our strengths. And that's one of the benefits for you and I in life coaching is we're partnering and co-creating with people. And even with our own strengths, right, they can get overused, they can get underused, they can get triggered, and then they can also become part of our blind spot because we kind of get crazy in them. For the people that are listening, I hope they reach out to you. I hope they connect with you if they're looking for a coach. And if it's not a coach, just find a friend, a buddy, a grandpa, a colleague, a neighbor, and say, gosh, I'm an achiever. I want to get stuff done, but it's not working here. It's not working there. Can you give me some feedback? Can you give me a reality check? Can you help me see a perspective? And sure enough, when people start to see that, I think people can get their strengths back in their center, back in the group. So that's kind of what I was hearing in that is, yeah, it can get ethereal and subjective and we can kind of lose it, but that's why we have other people.
Absolutely. Right. And right back at you that I really want people to also reach out to you. You know, this strengths movement that we have, helping people not only know their strengths, but apply their strengths is so vital to success ongoing. And Lord knows that I can't do all the work myself. Lord knows you can't do all the work yourself. I would really love for people to reach out to you. Your contact information, your website are going to be in the show notes area there on the website. And I would love for people to reach out to you and connect because, you know, not every coach is right for every client. So I know that what you've shared today has really resonated with our listeners. And I'm just really excited to have them reach out to you as well because you've got so much to give. And I just really, really appreciate your time here on the show today.
Well, you're a blessing and you're impacting a lot of lives. So thank you for all you do.
Thanks so much for being with us today to talk about Achiever. Again, to connect with Dr. Dave, go to drdavewhite.com. Remember, you are uniquely poised and wired for success. As Donald Clifton said, your weaknesses will never develop, while your strengths will develop infinitely. If you've enjoyed the show, take a minute, subscribe to Maximize Your Strengths in iTunes, rate it, and leave a 1 or 2 sentence review. Just go to strengthspodcast.com/iTunes. That's strengthspodcast.com/iTunes. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Maximize Your Strengths podcast with certified strength coach, Alyssa Dare Nelson. As a subscriber, we encourage you to get involved with the Maximize Your Strengths community on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/maximizeyourstrengths. Until next time, keep developing your strengths.